Dry Bones, the vision of the dry bones, a prophetic message of hope and restoration, Ezekiel 37:1 through 14. In the book of Ezekiel, the prophet is called to deliver a message of both judgment and hope to the people of Israel, who are in exile. One of the most profound and powerful visions Ezekiel receives is that of the Valley of Dry Bones, found in Ezekiel 37:1 through 14. In this dramatic prophecy, God instructs Ezekiel to speak to the dry bones, commanding them to come to life. As Ezekiel obeys, the bones miraculously begin to reassemble, are clothed with flesh, and are ultimately filled with breath, symbolizing the restoration of Israel. This vivid imagery is not only a picture of physical resurrection, but also a profound metaphor for the spiritual revival and national restoration that God promises His people. Israel's state of despair. At the time of Ezekiel's prophetic ministry, Israel had experienced both military defeat and spiritual desolation. The Babylonians had conquered the kingdom of Judah, and the majority of the people had been exiled from their homeland. The nation had fallen into idolatry and disobedience, leading to its eventual destruction. The people of Israel had lost their land, their temple, and their sense of identity as God's chosen nation. In this state of despair, the people began to feel as though they were utterly abandoned by God, their hope crushed and their future uncertain. The dry bones signify the complete disintegration and death of the nation. In the ancient world, bones represented the foundational structure of life. The bones, in Ezekiel's vision, lying scattered and dry, conveyed that Israel had reached a point of lifelessness. Spiritually, they were dead. Physically, they were scattered and defeated. The prophecy, God's command to Ezekiel. The Spirit leads Ezekiel into a valley filled with dry bones, and God asks him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel 37:3. Ezekiel, recognizing that only God knows the answer, responds, "O Lord God, you know." This exchange is an important aspect of the prophetic ministry. Obedience to God's will, even when the full understanding is not immediately clear. God then commands Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, saying, "Hear the word of the Lord." Ezekiel 37:4. As Ezekiel speaks God's word, something miraculous happens. The bones begin to rattle, come together, and are covered with flesh. However, they remain lifeless until Ezekiel is instructed to prophesy to the breath or the spirit to enter them. Ezekiel 37, 9-10. As the breath enters the bodies, they stand up as a great army, symbolizing the full restoration of the nation. Turns the dry bones into a living, breathing army, signify that God is not only capable of reviving Israel physically, but also spiritually into a unified and powerful nation. While the vision of the dry bones has a clear physical component, indicating Israel's return from exile and the rebuilding of the nation, it is also profoundly spiritual. The dry bones represent Israel's spiritual death and decay, which had resulted from their disobedience and idolatry. In Ezekiel 37:14, God declares, "I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land." This statement underscores the dual nature of the prophecy, physical restoration and spiritual revival. The people of Israel will be regathered to their land, but more importantly, they will experience a spiritual renewal as God's Spirit is poured out upon them. At the heart of this vision is the message of hope. Despite the devastation that Israel has experienced, God promises a future of restoration and renewal. The dry bones, once scattered and lifeless, will be brought back together. God's breath will revive them. Just as Ezekiel was called to speak God's word to the dry bones, so too is the church called to proclaim the truth of the gospel to a world that is spiritually dead and in need of revival. The church must first embrace the truth, internalizing it through the teaching of Scripture and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that it may spread this life-giving truth to the next generation. This means proclaiming the gospel and calling people to spiritual life in Christ. The message of Ezekiel continues to be a source of encouragement for believers today, as we look forward to the ultimate resurrection and restoration that will take place when Christ returns and all things are made new. Previously mentioned scripture below,